This time was going to be different. I was living in St. Louis, Missouri, right out of college, and I was working a few jobs there. I'd bounced around a little bit, but it was a great adventure. It was a new city for me, but the nature of the work that I was doing for a struggling diabetic nutrition products company whose CEO had been fired 2 weeks before I started, and then the startup marketing firm where, like, we didn't have furniture and the standing desks were there because... not necessarily because they were in vogue, but because they were affordable. My boss made them out of old recycled doors. So I would look around at my current state and be like, there is no way that this is going to last for very long, both times. And I just got to this point where I'm like, you know, St. Louis, great city, love you, but I have got to make a move. And the next thing I knew, I was applying all across the country. And I got a bite, and I was moving to Tacoma, Washington. And I look it up on Wikipedia. I thought there was a mountain there. And then I'm pulled across the country, and I was so ready for this new chapter. I had everything packed up in my crappy Nissan Sentra. I made a trip out of it. I spent a night in Denver, in Salt Lake City, in Boise. I went hiking and camping. I saw mountains for the first time in my life. It was like unbelievable. And I finally got to Tacoma, Washington, and that momentum kept up. You know, I didn't know anybody here. I had moved sight unseen. I had, you know, paid for a lease sight unseen. And my apartment was sweet. My job kept me busy. I was a photographer for the city, and I would run around constantly taking pictures of the mountain and the city itself and politicians. I met the mayor and a congressman. And I was on police boats. They had me strapped up into a Hurt Locker bomb suit. I did ride-alongs with fire trucks. It was unbelievable. And so many times in that you know, my early time there, I would look around and just be like, what am I doing right now? You know, I wasn't sure where in the country I was going to live. And now I lived here. And I was doing all this cool stuff. And, you know, my job was so busy, but fine, you know, if that's the cost of being, you know, having as cool a job as I thought I did at the time. And it just kept going and going. And I was shaking hands and shooting on weekends and doing events. And there was the Pride event and there was a color run. Like, it never stopped ever, ever. And at one point, you know, the novelty of all that kind of wore off. And I realized, you know, it had been some time since I lived across the street from work. And, you know, I'd sometimes, like, start a crock pot in the morning for my dinner, and I'd, like, plan on returning home. And I'd be sitting there so trapped at my desk, I'd evaluate, like, the risk of a fire hazard in my apartment. Like, well, if I left that thing on for, like, 4 more hours because I'm going to be here all night and I can't leave. And, you know, I just would, like, look out the window and be like, you know, like, so close. But... You know, the commute was great, but, you know, sometimes, anyway. It stopped being fun. It stopped having any semblance of enjoyment whatsoever. And I just felt like it was a trap. And all of a sudden, that old cloud that was over my head when the CEO had been, you know, the news came out like, oh, well, you know, the CEO was fired 2 weeks ago. Like that doom that weighed on me kind of struck again. And I just knew it wasn't going to be like that for anymore. So I packed up my car again. I started making some Goodwill runs to get rid of crap in my apartment, and I was looking for another place to go. I just had reluctantly accepted that, you know, I was just going to roll out again. And it doesn't matter where, you know, I was interviewing in New Hampshire and North Carolina. You know, while I was still working, I would send out applications until like 1:30 in the morning and go to work the next day. And one day I got called in and, you know, hey, Jim, we're so sorry. It's not going to work anymore. It's like, I knew it. I had seen it coming from a long way off. It just wasn't a sustainable job. And I went back home across the street and was like, all right, well, you know what? This is it. I'm going to go out with a bang. Ira Glass was coming up in a week or so. And so I'm like, all right, well, there's a couple things I want to do. So I go see Ira Glass. And, you know, my friend had to bail at the last minute. So I put the other ticket I had bought on Reddit. And some dude shows up. and we have a great time at Ira Glass, who's a brilliant storyteller in his own right. And we have a beer afterwards. He's like, dude, go to Sasquatch. I'm like, oh, I should. I look on Craigslist. I write a girl's college term paper for a $400 ticket. Best deal of my life. And I'm like, all right, well, sweet, you know. And I was still, like, stressing out. I was had this bad attitude as I'm like, I pick up the ticket from her and I drive over. I'm like, oh, you know, this is like going to be 4 days. Like, it's going to be gross. I don't have a tent. I don't have anything. And I get out there and I meet the dude who I just met like 2 days ago on Reddit. And I hang out with all of his buddies and have like this stupid fun time. Best time of my life. We see all this amazing music and it's just insane. And it just like all of this poison and this stress was just completely washed away. And, you know, maybe not all of it, because I'll remember, like, on the last night, we were at this EDM concert, you know, like, I can't stand techno, I can't stand EDM. And everyone else is, like, tripping out of their minds on, you know, whatever kind of chemicals they were on and this EDM music. And I'm, like, sitting, like, in the corner like a curmudgeon, like, can we go to another tent, guys? And I just caught myself, like, no. And I just started dancing, and then that turned into 8 hours of dancing and just like, you know, pulsating and just going nuts and wearing 3D glasses and carrying people on my shoulders and just like let it all go. Like, you know, what was I trying to show? Nothing. And I came back from that experience just like completely washed away of all that stress. And I said, you know what? I'm not going to New Hampshire. I'm not going to North Carolina. I'm staying right here. And I bombed out applications. I did everything I could to make sure that I didn't even have to move. I had a job in 3 weeks. I had a full-time job with a great company, and I cannot even imagine being more happy at work. You know, I did so much working the first time around, I feel like, you know, I didn't have a lot of friends here. And then, you know, I keep bumping into people from my old high school in Chicago at IKEA in Seattle. And like I serendipitously meet people, you know, by selling Reddit tickets, and they turn out to be my like best buds and Packers fans, outstanding citizen. Just like ever since I made this decision, you know, to stay here, every break has fallen right, and now you know I just you know I've been dating a girl for a little while. We just dropped the L bomb on each other, you know. It's a big one. It's a big move. Big bomb. you know, it's just, it made me realize, I look back and I thought, what did I have after I left that job? Not a whole lot. I had the stuff that was in my trunk of my Sentra when I moved across the country. And now, since I made a decision to be happy and to look for something that was better for me and to start a new chapter here in Tacoma, you know what? You can take that job and shove it.